This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Rob from Polsbo is. Rob, are you there?
Good morning. I'm here.
Good morning, Rob. I'm Taryn, your host. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Rob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many legs does an octopus have?
8.
Correct. The daffodil is the birth flower for which month?
April.
No.
May.
No.
Pass.
Which country consumes the most corn per capita?
United States of America.
No.
China.
No.
Canada.
No. What is the name of the fictional African country in Black Panther?
Wakanda.
Correct. How many sides does a nonagon have?
9.
Yes. In what decade did The Tonight Show debut?
The 1960s.
No.
50s.
Yes. An archer in Greek mythology, who is Apollo's twin sister?
Athena?
No.
Venus?
No.
Pass.
Fennec, Arctic, and Red are all types of what?
Foxes.
Correct. Steve Harris of Iron Maiden was born in this day in 1956, making him how old?
68.
No.
69.
Correct. The Ryder Cup is a biennial competition in what sport?
Tennis.
No. Rob.
Ball.
You got 6 correct.
Did he say balls?
I think he did.
That made me laugh way harder than it should have. I hope Steve has some kind of answer like that if he does really bad.
He sure might. Steve Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many legs does an octopus have?
8.
Correct. The daffodil is the birth flower for
which
month?
Are they legs or are they tentacles, though?
The daffodil is the birth flower for which month?
I don't know. I'm screwing myself up. Birth flower for March.
Correct. Which country consumes the most corn per capita?
That would be the United States of America.
No.
Damn it. India.
Nope.
Canada.
No. What is the name of the fictional African country in Black Panther?
Wakanda.
That is correct.
Wakanda forever.
How many sides does a nonagon have?
9.
Yes. What decade did The Tonight Show debut?
40s.
No.
50s.
Yes.
Yeah.
In an archer in Greek mythology, who is Apollo's twin sister?
19.
No.
What?
Apollo. Creed. Creed. It's Creed.
No.
Oh, I don't know. A polish.
No. Fennec, Arctic, and Red are all types of what?
Ice?
No.
Corn?
No.
Pass.
All right. Steve Harris of Iron Maiden was born on this day in 1956, making him how old?
Oh, my God.
69.
Nice, and yes, the Ryder Cup is a biennial competition in what sport?
Golf.
Correct.
Oh, my Lord.
Steve?
Yes?
You got 7 correct.
Okay.
Which is a win.
Let's go.
7-6. Nice work, Rob, but better luck next time. Congratulations on winning, Steve.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
One you both did not know. Which country consumes the most corn per capita? It is Mexico. In Greek mythology, Apollo's twin sister is Artemis.
Okay.
Excuse me. Right. I'm going to be all right.
Okay, good.
And our contestant knew that fennec, arctic, and red are all types of foxes.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I moved on from that one because I wasn't going to be able to figure that out.
Yeah, you were on a different path, and that's okay.
I was nowhere near that path.
That is okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you are in your girl dad era.
Yes.
Tatum is the light of your life.
Brings so much joy. Like, she cracks me up every day. She's just such a good kid. But she just recently discovered something and wanted to do something, and I'm kind of now thinking we might have created a monster.
Oh.
And it's like one of those things where I feel like you're not, someone even joked me, like, you're not a girl dad until you have to do this, and that is a freaking tea party.
Oh, really?
It's been nonstop all weekend long. Dad, I'm like, do you want to play? Yeah, what do you want to do? Tea party. And it's not just like pretend tea. Like, we have to make tea.
Are there snacks?
Yes.
Good snacks?
Well, I chatted with Tatum about these tea parties, and you'll find out what kind of snacks we have, because that's the only highlight.
What would you say is the key to a great tea?
Milk.
Milk?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Sugar.
What else?
Tea.
And tea.
Yeah.
Bam, nailed it right there.
Yeah, you need tea.
She
we need the tea.
Test.
The tea is important. And we got that little freaking little tiny little tea set. And we have to fill it up with the tea. I got to go grab the milk out of the oat milk, you know, and then pour a little bit of that in there. And then grab a sugar packet and pour it into. And this is what we're doing.
This is awesome.
Yeah, the first time.
How many tea parties have we had in the last couple of days? What is this, like our fourth tea party?
Yeah.
What do you like about tea parties?
It's like the fourth in 2 days.
That is a lot of tea parties.
And that's just with me. She was doing tea parties with Sid as well. While we were at your party in Tony V's on Sunday night, she was having a tea party with Sid.
You know, you're not supposed to actually do the tea part of it. You're just supposed to be make-believe in there, Steve.
Oh, this woman. Let me tell you. We can't do pretend. I have to, like, you know, get the tea out of the cupboards, boil
steep
the water.
It.
Yeah.
What do you like about tea parties?
Tea.
Well, that's a very obvious question to answer. Why do I ask these stupid questions?
Is this like drinking tea?
Yeah, tea.
And the snacks are pretty cool, too, when we have snacks. What do we have for snacks, usually?
Pretzels and cookies.
Pretzels and cookies.
Now, that part I could get behind.
I want in.
There are little mini pretzels and little mini cookies. I was like, let's keep that going.
Do you think you want to open up your own tea shop when you get older?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And a puppy salon.
And a puppy salon?
Yeah.
So you cut puppies' hairs while serving tea?
She's an entrepreneur, Steve.
She wanted to call it, I think she was calling it puppies or doodles and poodles.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
You got to get the secure the URL now.
Already copyrighted. Yeah, good luck trying to get that.
No.
How many puppies do you want when you grow up?
100
puppies.
Me too, Tatum. Me too.
She's convinced that when she grows up, she's going to buy a house next door to us, which I'm like, yeah, have you seen the house prices these days? You better start saving right now, kid. And there's going to be no furniture in this house. It's just going to be a couch, dog beds, and a TV.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's going to be 100 dogs.
She's going to live my dream for me.
It's pretty much. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you move to Arlington? Or Stanwood, sorry.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, my bad.
So, out of curiosity, what kind of tea do you guys like to drink?
Oh, I just grabbed, it was a lemon tea.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
It was like, I just grabbed whatever was in the cupboard. I got, really, the flavor didn't matter. Oh. I mean, you're taking like one sip and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cheers.
Does Barrett have anything that he wants to do obsessively now with you?
I mean, all the time, we are playing trucks. Trucks and trucks and trucks. It's excavators, it's backhoes.
Can we swap kids for a little bit?
Skid steers and compact track loaders and cranes. So it's always trucks.
Wait, so which one of you has the boy and which one of you has the girl? I can't tell.
Yeah, it's not typecasting at all, right?
It's two completely different universes right now.
Danny, what about you? You, when Lily was growing up, like, what was the thing, like, where you're just like, I'm done. I can't keep doing this.
Oh, man. Well, for the longest time, it was just always dolls. Like, any kind. And she had those LOL dolls for the longest time. It was like, let's play dolls. But there was never any, like, rhyme or reason to what we were doing with the dolls. So it wasn't like, oh, there's a story behind it. It was just like, let's just play. And then, like, they all fight with each other. And then they all, like, go into the house and fall asleep. And then they come back out and they fight with each other again. But it was hours and hours of that. And I just was like, what are we doing? Can we, luckily, the LOL dolls, and all dolls actually are just not a thing anymore. So,
so it said Tatum needs to see Alice in Wonderland. It's a tea party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that could be a gateway drug to some. Kidding.
The Daily Migs Show.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A woman in Texas has won $2.8 million in court after a restaurant's barbecue sauce burned her leg. This is News 4 San Antonio telling us what happened.
It's a jury deciding Bill Miller Barbecue must pay a woman from San Antonio nearly $2 million after she suffered second-degree burns from their barbecue sauce. 19-year-old Genesis Monita had been asking for...
Monita
had been asking for $1 million. She sued the restaurant chain after getting burned. Monita ordered breakfast tacos and was about to eat them in her car in the parking lot when she says the dangerously hot barbecue sauce burned her hands and fingers, causing her to spill the sauce on her thigh. The burns leaving a permanent scar. They say no one from Bill Miller has ever taken accountability, much less apologized to Monita.
I just hope Bill Miller's can be more like, I guess, like, put their customers more at first, just not try to blame them right away like they did to me. Kind of listen them out first instead of just blaming them.
They showed the picture or the video of, like, how bad the burn was. Gnarly.
Yikes.
Like, look, at the end of the day, though, for $2.8 million, you can do that to me.
Yeah. Wow. I'll take the hit.
You wouldn't do that? You wouldn't take a burn on your thigh?
No, I would, but that just sounded very sadistic.
Yeah, you can burn me for $2.8 million. Well, I got a lot of bills, man. Student loans still. It's crazy.
So many people have opinions about this matter, so we have to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we found a few of these posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, who also said you could burn him. And said, hey, pick out some of your favorite ones just to illustrate how crazy people are on social media and reenact them however you'd like. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment? It's crazy how, like, she wanted a million. And I thought, I would have been like, that's crazy. And she actually got more than double that.
Let's go.
All right, here's the first comment about the barbecue incident.
My husband used to eat at Bill Miller's for lunch every day for years. His liver enzymes were high on his physical. He stopped eating at Bill Miller's, made his own lunch. His liver enzymes were back to normal after that.
I love that. I think he was just waiting for a reason to crap on what, Bill Miller's?
Yeah. Bill Miller's.
Oh, like, finally, you know what? That's not the worst thing about Bill Miller's. My husband's liver was high.
Did she say he was eating there every day?
For years.
Oh, my God.
Must be good food.
Yeah.
That's dog food. I usually get my dogs a couple pounds of that so-called brisket.
Okay, well, that guy doesn't like Bill Miller.
They're really selling it so far.
It's a rough day.
Let's take a field trip there.
No, it's $2.8 million. Some guy was eating there for years and it was causing health issues, and then another guy's feeding your food to dogs.
Hmm. Another case of idiots without common sense being rewarded for their own dumb actions.
Well, I mean, who would think that the barbecue sauce would be that hot that it's going to cause burns?
As a barbecue sauce connoisseur, I can say with the utmost confidence that I have never been burned by barbecue sauce that was too hot.
No.
It just doesn't really happen.
And at first I'm like, how hot could it have been? But then I saw, like, what the burn marks were, like, on her leg, and I'm like, that is bad.
2.8 million? Hell, you can dump that hot sauce in my for that kind of cash.
Steve, I didn't know you texted in.
Well, look. Again, my wife's student loans are through the roof. Give me it.
On the ding ding.
I don't know if I can do it on the ding ding. I was thinking more like leg. Ow. Yeah.
That amount is a bit over the top. It's not like she lost a limb and is maimed for life and can never work. However, I have a feeling she won't work once she has that check in her hand.
Yeah, $2.8 million?
Yeah.
That's a good payout.
It is.
Yeah.
But $2.8 million in 2025, it doesn't last forever. She's going to have to go back to work. That guy is wrong.
The Daily Migs. Show.
What gives you road rage? 206-803-ROCK. The reason we ask is because a 62-year-old Kentucky man named Frank was arrested in California after ramming another vehicle three times because the driver allegedly had their high beams on. Yeah, totally justified, right?
You know what? At first I was like, this guy's an idiot. Now I'm thinking the other driver's the idiot.
He told police he was upset about the brightness and potential radiation.
What?
Okay, that part's a little off his rocker.
The other driver,
the brightness does get annoying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other driver was fine, but Frank is now facing assault with a deadly weapon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go figure. So for this guy, it was the high beams that was giving them the road rage. But what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What gives you road rage, Parker in Shelton, who I understand you are a truck driver?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes, yes. Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Parker, I feel like you're going to have a lot of things that drive you crazy on the road.
I've got two. I've thought of two and maybe three. So the first one is driving northbound I-5. Everybody wants to get off on Highway 16 right there. It kind of backs up, right? So the truck drivers, we need to keep our space between our cars, right? Because we're so heavy. We need our space. Everybody likes to cut in front of us. Pew, real fast. Pew. Right up in there in between all the trucks. And so everybody just needs to know to keep their space. The second thing is there's, like, no parking in Seattle. So when I'm trying to do my deliveries downtown, all these Uber drivers and Uber Eats, they're all parking in the loading zone. They put their hazards on. They run in the building. And I got nowhere to park. I got to sit there and wait. I can't block the road.
The least they could do is give you some French fries.
Yeah. Give me some of that burger that you're delivering.
Right on, Parker. Joe from Edmonds, what gives you road rage?
Okay, well, I used to get road rage about everything, like literally everything. Like, I've gotten out of the car and fought people before.
Oh, my gosh.
But a friend of mine, a wise man that knows more than I did, he told me that people can't cut him off. He just lets them in. And for some reason, that changed my whole perspective on driving. And I realized that people drive like idiots, and there's nothing I can do about it. So getting mad and getting in road rage is kind of pointless.
It's not worth it.
Do it anyways. Dude, yeah, it's not worth it.
It's funny. I'm. You want to get in? Get on in. Especially with trucks, going back to a truck driver. If I see a truck driver's got their blinker on, I see so many people speed up. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be stuck behind a truck. I'm like, get on in. I'll figure out a way. Eventually, I'll get around you. Or it's not the end of the world. So, like, I have that same mindset. I don't really get road rage except at four-way stops. And then I just kind of lose my mind. I don't, like, yell at anybody, but internally, I'm losing my freaking mind.
When people don't understand, like, the right-of-way and all that?
That, and also when somebody thinks that they know how it all works, and they give you, like, they get mad at me, even though they got to the stop sign first, and they're, like, waving me, like, come on, you idiot. I'm like, I was still rolling when you were fully stopped, brother. Like, I don't want, what do you want me to hand you a flower? Thank you. Thank you for being so kind and generous for letting me. I get so mad at this. It's so stupid.
I want to hear from Trucker Preston. We have one more trucker who's on Highway 18 right now. What gives you road rage?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So,
Trucker Preston, I'd honk, but there's a bunch of cars around here right now, and I don't want to freak anybody out.
But, appreciate it.
So, honk, honk. There you go.
Thank you.
Bouncing off of what the other drivers have said and stuff like that, it's basically, it comes down to just respect and kindness. Like, we seem to lack that when we get on the road. And for me, my biggest thing is, if you don't bully your way in, and if you, like, throw your signal on and ask to come over, I will let you in, like, 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. I have no problem. I'll back down. I'll slow myself down. Unless it's an unsafe situation, I will let you over.
Right.
Like, just stop the bullying.
Oh, dude, yeah. I hate it when you put your signal on and then you can tell the car that's in the next lane, they just start speeding up. I'm like, no, that wasn't the signal for you to go faster.
Just let me in. You're not going to get to your destination any more quickly.
The Daily Migs Show.